Well, now I have to start speaking English again.
现在我要开始用英文来讲话。
After 2 days, it takes a bit of, you know, this morning, Junhui said that every time I come here, after he hears me teach 2 days in Chinese, and then Sunday morning, I start speaking English, he's surprised. He's forgotten that I am a 老外. Okay, let's begin with a prayer.
我们开始祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that there's one thing that never changes.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，我感谢你，因为有一件事永远不改变。
When the heavens pass away, your scars will still remain and tell us how much you love us.
纵使天地都废去，可是你那为我们所受的伤痕仍然提醒我们你多么的爱我们。
When we see you and meet you one day face to face,There will still be those scars in your hands and your feet and your side.
当有一天我们与你面对面的时候，我们仍然看到你受的创伤，仍然在你的手，在你的肋旁。
And when we gaze upon your beauty and your glory, there will still be those scars on your body that prove to us your love.
当我们有一天瞻仰你的荣美的时候，我们仍然看到这些创伤都在你的身上，都在那里证明你是多么的爱我们。
So we just thank you that we can rest in that knowledge that your love never changes.
主啊，我们何等感谢你，因为我们可以安息在我们对你的，我们知道你是那样的爱我们。
And that you are present here right now.
而且你现在此刻与我们的同在。
Even though we don't see you yet,
虽然我们眼睛不能看到你
and that you are here to speak once again your message of hope and encouragement and love to each one of us according to our needs.
我们知道在这时候你按照我们的需要，你的信息要对我们说出有盼望，你的爱。
So we pray this morning that you will just come walking out of the Bible now this morning and let us.See you in the eyes of our heart and our minds.
主啊，我们但愿今天早晨你借着你自己的圣经上的话语，让我们的心里的眼睛能够看到你。
And that we would just know how real you are.
我们可以知道你是那么的真实。
Thanks for all that in the name of Jesus.
我们为这一切都来感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to have you read with me.In the book of Mark this morning.
今天早晨我要请你们大家跟我读马可福音。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
And starting with verse 2.
我们要从第二节开始。
Now, I, as you read this, I want you to pretend, I want you to imagine...That you are standing there this morning. You are standing there along with these people that were there. That you are right there in the middle of this, along with James and John and Peter. Okay.
我希望我们在读这一段经文的时候，你想象你就是在现场，你跟这个约翰、彼得他们在一起。
Okay, and I want you to think now. If you were there, what would you be?Thinking and what would you be feeling? What would be going on in your mind as you saw what was happening? Okay.
我要大家把一个想象，就是你如果在现场的时候，你那个时候看到的，你心里会怎么想
？Okay. Now, starting with verse 2.
我们现在从第二节。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter and James and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone.And there he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters. This word is a little hard to translate in the English or even Chinese or anything. Three kind of structures. Three structures, okay? Let us put up three structures here. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He did not know what to say because they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. And suddenly when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus.
从第二节到第九节，过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那么白。忽然有以利亚从摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“拉比，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚。”注意这个棚字在很难翻译，这个棚或许翻译成建筑物，有一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里面出来说：这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。
Okay, now what are you're standing there. It's James and John and Peter and Jonas and his new wife, Christina. You're standing there, okay. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What's going on in your mind?
现在我们想象，现在彼得、雅各、约翰，甚至还有我们 Jonas 跟 Chris 他新婚的妻子都在现场的时候，你看到这个情形，你的心里面想什么
？What are you feeling? I think you would have. If it was me, I would be scared out of my wits.
如果是我在那个当场的时候，我可能会吓死了。
And I would think, am I dreaming, or have I walked into some kind of a strange Harry Potter movie, or what, or some kind of a Sun Wukong story, or what have I walked into?
我可能在那个时候我会有一个幻觉，我会想我到底是不是在一个电影的里头。
Or you know, or maybe as you read this, maybe you're thinking, well, did this really happen? You know, or is this some kind of a myth? Or some kind of a story that Mark and his friends kind of thought up later on and just kind of imagined, and they wrote down this story, you know, kind of a legend, you know.
或许你会这样想，这一段故事到底是真的吗？还是马可跟他的朋友们写的一个神话故事？
You know, but actually, if you read the second letter of Peter, in the New Testament, Peter says very clearly, he said, you know, this is not just some kind of a story that we made up. It really happened. We saw it, and we were there.
如果你读到彼得后书的时候，你会发现彼得后来讲这一件事，他说这是一个真实的事情，不是编造的，而且我当场我就在那里。
Yeah, so as we've been emphasizing in our classes here, these weekends, both in April and this weekend, that our faith is based on historical events that really happen. It's not just things that people imagined or people made up. Our faith is based on history.
我们在这里一直的上课，包括四月份跟现在上课，我们都知道一再的强调，我们的信心是建立在一个历史上的证据上。
But anyhow, if you were there with Peter and James and John, the first thing I think you would feel very frightened. You would feel very amazed, and you would also be wondering, what in the world is going on? What does this mean? What is this all about?
我们就想象你现在当场在那里，可能你的第一个感觉就是非常害怕，而且你非常的惊讶，你会说这到底怎么回事？
You know, you see Jesus all of a sudden, Jesus suddenly just totally changes his face. You know, this story is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three of the Gospels. It's the same story is recorded. And Matthew says Jesus' face became like the sun. It's so bright you couldn't even look at it.
你注意到这一个同样的记载在马太、马可跟路加都记载，而且马太说耶稣这个时候他的脸面放光，像日头一样。
And you see, here's Jesus, suddenly he's standing there, he's just shining like the sun, and then here's two people who've been dead for hundreds of years, they're standing there talking to him. You think, what's going on?
而且在这里你看到耶稣不但身体发光，而且这里已经死两位已经死了几百年的人竟然和他同在一起。
Yeah, well, you'd beginning to think that what's going on, and actually there are some clues here to what this really means and what it meant.
你心里面会去想到底这里是怎么回事，但是这个经文里面在这里让我们看到到底这是什么意义。
Actually, this is one of those stories that you can look at it from three different directions. You can look at it from what did it mean to Jesus, what did it mean to the disciples who were with him, and what does it mean to us, to you and me today.
今天我们要看这一段记载，我们从三个角度看，对耶稣来讲，这一段这些故事这些事情是什么意义？对门徒，还有对我们。
If you first look at it, what did it mean to Jesus? You get a clue where Mark says this happened after 6 days after something else happened.
我们先从耶稣的角度来看，这件事情发生在六天以后。
Okay, now something happened a week before, and if you look at Luke's record of this story, it says that.Jesus went up on the mountain to pray.
在这个事情我们知道是在六天七天以前一定有一件事情，那个时候耶稣他到山上去祷告。
not quite. I'm sorry. I'm not saying this very clearly. It's not your fault. It's my fault. Okay. Luke says Jesus went up the mountain to pray.
路加福音说耶稣到山上去祷告。
And Mark says this happened.A week after something else happened.
可是马可他说了说这样的事情是在有一件已经发生过事情之后。
Yeah, do you follow me there? Okay. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and it happened 6 days after something else happened. Okay, that we got that. Okay, now what happened 6 days before?Okay, if you look in Mark chapter 8, or if you look in Matthew chapter 16, all of the Gospels tell you that 6 days before this, Jesus had taken his disciples off to a kind of a place way in a very remote area to have a little kind of a retreat.
在六天以前，在这第八章前面看到，我们看到是耶稣曾经带领一群人到了一个荒野的地方去。
Okay, and when he was there, I'm still thinking in Chinese and speaking in English, and when it comes out in your Chinese, it's not the same as my Chinese, and I get all mixed up. Okay, I'm gonna get changed over here. Okay, he went to a place called Caesarea Philippi. Okay, Caesarea Philippi. Okay, he went to a place called Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi.Caesarea Philippi, and he got the disciples together there, and he wanted to talk to him. He says, "Now you people are out there among the crowd, all the people that are around me, everybody that's gathering, and you are hearing what people are saying." Okay, he says, "What are people saying about me? Who do they say I am?"
耶稣带着门徒到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内的时候，他就问他的门徒说：“你们说别人人们是怎么说我？”
Yeah.And of course, the disciples said, well, some people are saying that you're John the Baptist, come back to life again.
有人说，你是施洗约翰又复活了。
And some people say that you are Elijah, the prophet, come back.
有人说你是像是以利亚又复活了。
And some people are saying you're one of the other Old Testament prophets who's come back to life.
有人说你就像是旧约的某一个先知回来了。
And then Jesus said,Who do you say? Who do you think I am?
可是耶稣说，不管别人，你到底怎么看我？
And you know, I think the disciples, nobody said anything for a while, I think. But then finally, Peter had some. Peter always had something to say. Yeah.
我想其他的门徒都不怎么讲话，可是突然之间彼得讲话了。
And Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说，你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。
So you see, and Jesus said, that's right.
耶稣说对，你说的真对。
So you see, at this point, Jesus was beginning to have a very clear idea of who he was.
在这时候，耶稣很清楚地知道他是谁。
Do you believe that Jesus, he went through a process of development, just like any other person that was born on the earth. He went through a process of personality development from the time he was little. Do you believe that?
你相不相信耶稣他在地上生活也跟我们一样，他是一步步的要发展，有些事情要渐渐。
You know, when Jesus was born,
当耶稣降生的时候
and lying in the manger, he probably didn't know who he was.
当他躺在那个摇篮马槽里的时候，他可能还不知道他是谁。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信呢？
You know, we've emphasized in our classes that Jesus was...The incarnation of God. He was 100% God, but he was also 100% human, a human being.
我们强调过耶稣他是百分之百的人，可是他又是百分之百的神。
You know, and that means he was exactly the same as you, except in one respect, he didn't sin. But otherwise, he was exactly the same as you. The book of Hebrews says that.
换句话说，耶稣他是百分之百跟你我一样，可是除了他没有犯罪。
Okay, so that means he had to learn and grow and develop. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, after Jesus was in the temple when he was 12 years old, Luke says, and then he grew and developed in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man.
换句话说，耶稣在成长的过程里面，他也是一步一步要发展的。所以他在12岁的时候，他在圣殿里面的也谈论，那个时候圣经记载说，人和神喜爱他的心日渐的增长。
Okay, so when Luke says that his wisdom, that is his understanding of things and his ability to make accurate judgments and his interpersonal relationships with people, his relationship with God the Father, all grew and developed just in the same way that he physically grew and developed.
换句话说，就是耶稣他跟人际关系，他对神的认有一些的认识，他也是一步步的来增长的。
So we're not sure when he became completely clear about who he was. He already had a pretty good idea when he was 12 in the temple. He said, "I should be in my father's house." But when it really became clear to him who he was, we're not sure when that happened. But by the time we get to Mark chapter 8 and 9, he was quite clear who he was.
虽然他在一路都在认识神，可是我们不知道他到什么时候他是完全的知道神性神的性情，直到了这个第八章这里。
Yeah, he was quite clear who he was, and he was also beginning to get quite clear about in Mark chapter 8 about what he had to do, and he was beginning to get a very clear idea that what lay ahead of him in the future was to go to Jerusalem. He was going to be handed over to the officials of the government and the priesthood, and he was going to be nailed to a cross. By that time, he was quite clear about that.
到第八章这里的时候，我们知道说耶稣他完全的知道神要将来要到让他到耶路撒冷去要怎么样子发生什么事。
And so, you know, Luke says he went up on the mountain to pray.
这个时候Luke
said he went up on the mountain to pray.
Okay, 路加记载说他上山去祷告。
And he took his three best friends with him to pray.
他带了他三个最好的朋友上去一起祷告。
And so probably what he wanted to pray about is he wanted to be sure that he was not mistaken, that this was really what had to happen. He had to go to Jerusalem and be crucified, nailed to death on the cross. He probably wanted some kind of confirmation that this was really right, that he was not mistaken about that.
非常有可能他那个时候上山祷告是为了要百分之百的确定就是神要他走的前面的道路。
Okay, now, so God answered his prayer.
所以神就回答了这个祷告。
And how did God answer his prayer and give him the confirmation that he wanted and needed?
怎么样的来确认他的祷告呢？他的答案呢
？He sent two people to appear to him.
他差遣了两个人来跟他一起出现。
You know, now these two people, okay, the Jewish people, by the time of Jesus, the Jewish people, when they thought of the the whole Word of God, the whole Bible, the Old Testament, they use two words to describe, to summarize the whole contents of the Old Testament, of the Bible. They use two words.
当犹太人他们用两个，他们怎么样来形容这个整个圣经，旧约的圣经呢？他们用两个字。
Do you know what those words were?
你知道是哪两个字吗？
The law and the prophets.
律法和先知。
Oh, no. When you think of the law, who do you think of?
当你想讲到律法的时候，你想到谁呢？
Who was the one who gave them the law? Come on. Huh? Moses, okay?
摩西。
When you think of the prophets, who was the first prophet that you know in the Old Testament? The first prophet before Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all those guys. Who's the first prophet that appears in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面第一位出现的先知在以赛亚之前等等是谁呢？
Samuel was called, actually he was called a seer, which was a different word, but it was more like, it kind of meant prophet. But the first one that you really get to know with the title of prophet was Elijah. Okay, some of you guys are pretty good in your Bible knowledge. Yeah. Samuel was before Elijah. But Elijah was the one that the Jewish people thought of as the prophet. That was Elijah.
虽然撒母耳好像有点先知的这个职分，可是正式的旧约出现的第一个先知是以利亚。
Yeah, so here you see God is saying that the whole Old Testament, the whole Word of God, the whole Bible, the law and the prophets are pointing to Jesus, and that what he's going to have. And actually, when Luke describes this incident, it says they were talking to him about his departure, about what was going to happen in Jerusalem. So they were talking very clearly and confirming to him, yes, you have made no mistake. This is what is going to happen. You're going to go to the cross. You're going to be crucified. You're going to die in Jerusalem. The law and the prophets were all pointing this and telling him, Luke says, talking about his departure. His exodus is the word Luke uses.
在路加福音里面，路加很清楚的记载说，当这两位先知、律法和先知来跟耶稣谈话的时候，他们很清楚的跟他谈论他要去世的事情。
Yeah. Okay. So here's what it meant to Jesus. He went up to ask God, to ask the Father, have I got it right? Is this really what is going to happen, what I have to do? Is this what the future holds for me? And God sent the law and the prophets, the whole Old Testament, the whole Bible, the Word of God, was pointing to this. Yes, you're right. You've made no mistake.
所以当耶稣来求问神的时候，来确认他前面的道路的时候，神差遣了这两位先知来告诉他说，是的，整个旧约的律法，讲到了律法跟先知都是指着你说的。
Okay, now there's one other thing I think that must have meant an awful lot to Jesus at this point, and that was that cloud that suddenly appeared.
在这里我们突然看到有一件事情更是对着耶稣来讲有极大的意义，那就是有一个云出现了。
And it was a cloud that was glowing with light.
而这个云出现的云是极大，放出极大的光。
Yeah. Now, when you think of a cloud that was glowing with light, almost as if it had a fire in it, when you think of that, does that bring to mind something in the Old Testament?
当你想象有一个云彩出来，而且中间好像发光有火焰一样，你想到旧约的什么样情况呢？
Do you think of something in the Old Testament? What? Yeah. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, going 40 years wandering the wilderness, there was a cloud that was leading them. By day it looked like a cloud, and by night it was a pillar of cloud. By night it was a pillar of fire.
对的，在旧约的摩西带以色列百姓经过旷野的时候，白天有云柱，晚上有火柱在那里。
And it was a sign of the presence of God leading them.
那是一个记号，代表神在他们当中带领他们。
And then it settled in the tabernacle. And later on in the prophets, you see that cloud and that cloud, glowing cloud of fire, settled in the temple. In the temple. And when it was there, they knew that means God is here right now.
后来我们看到在会幕在圣殿里面，我们就看到有那个云柱火柱，它就停在那个地方，代表神的同在。
You see, so the Israelites knew that when that cloud of that pillar of cloud that, and the fire was there. God is here right now.
所以以色列人看到那个云彩停在那里的时候，就知道神是在这里。
This is what the psalmist is talking about in Psalm 27 when he says, I've asked one thing in my whole life and I continue to ask that I could just live in the temple of the Lord and gaze upon his beauty forever.
这也就是诗篇27篇四节大卫说的，我愿意一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
So,This cloud glowing with light, that also was a confirmation to Jesus. Yep, you're right. This is God, the Father, present here right now saying, yes, you have made no mistake. I think this must have been a tremendous confirmation to Jesus in his journey that he was not mistaken.
所以这里这个云柱发光的云柱在这里也向耶稣说明了确认了一件事就是说是的你就是我给你的心意
Okay, now this is what it meant to Jesus Okay, now what do you think this meant to the disciples? Okay
我们刚刚谈过了这个是对耶稣的意义那么现在对门徒怎么样呢
Okay, if you were one of the disciples standing there Okay, you're there, it'sPeter and James and John and William, you're standing there, the four of you. Okay, what does that mean to you? What do you think it would mean to you? Huh?
好，现在我们就想象，除了这三个人，还有你都在那里，这代表什么意思？
Well, I think the first person we kind of notice is that it's Peter. I mean, Peter was the one who always had something to say. Whether he had anything to say or not, he always had something to say.
当然第一个说话的就是彼得。彼得总是这样，不管他有话说或没话，不知道要说什么，他总是开口。
And so Peter gets looking at this and he gets all excited and he's very moved and he says, Oh, Jesus, this event has a great historical significance.
所以彼得正说哇主啊这真的这一个现在我们看到的事情是一个历史上最大的事件。
So we have to do something to commemorate this thing, this event. We need to build three memorials, kind of like the Washington Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial. We need to make a Moses Memorial, an Elijah Memorial, and a Jesus Memorial.
所以这时候彼得就说哇这个事情太重要了所以我们应该在这里盖三座的纪念堂就像华盛顿 DC 的这个林肯纪念堂杰弗森纪念堂一样
OK 一个
为摩西一个为以利亚另外一个为耶稣
一个摩西纪念堂以利亚纪念堂 OK 耶稣纪念堂 Yeah, okay, now you see and now why did Peter say that
彼得为什么要这样说呢
if you look at Mark why did Peter say that
彼得马可福音记载彼得为什么会这样说、
He didn't know what to say.
因为他不知道要说什么。
He didn't know what to say, so he just began to 乱讲。There's no English way to say 乱讲。But you know, if he didn't know what to say, he just 乱讲。He just kind of started running off at the mouth. Okay, now...And then there's this voice from heaven. And what does the voice say? Peter, be quiet.
这个时候突然天上有声音下来了。这个天上声音说什么？他说彼得你安静一点。
Don't talk.
不要再说了。
The voice says, this is my son. Listen to him.
这个声音说这是我的爱子你们要听他。
Now, okay, and this is very important. This is my son.
这是我的儿子，这是非常重要的。
So what was God doing here for the disciples? He was doing what I call a bit of audio-visual education, okay?
这里到底神在这里对着门徒要做什么样事呢？我在这里用我的话说是要给他们一个视听教育。
Yeah, Gerald is laughing because he uses audio-visual education all the time, don't you?
我知道 Gerald 他常常用这样的方式。
Okay, so yeah, teachers know that. Okay, I want to show you something, and that this is my son.This is not a prophet. Well, he's more than a prophet. This is more than what the person you are believing in, the person you are following in, okay, is not just a Jewish carpenter.
在这里，神要告诉彼得的说，在这里你所看到的，并不只是你平常以为的一个犹太人的木匠。
He's not a wonderful teacher and a Bible scholar.
他并不只是一个很棒的教师，一个懂得圣经的老师。
Yeah. Okay. This is the Lord of the universe. This is God Almighty Himself. This is the great I am.Himself, the glory. You have seen the glory of the Lord.
当你看到这个，你现在看到了这个人，他就是那个自有拥有的。你看到了他的荣光。
Now, so this is not just a prophet. You know, this Jesus is very different from the prophets. The prophets always said, "Thus says the Lord." Remember Isaiah, Jeremiah. They "Thus says the Lord." Yeah.
这个他并不只是一个先知，因为在先知他们讲话的时候都要说这是主耶和华说的。
Yeah, 耶和华如此说。Yeah, and now Jesus never said, 耶和华如此说。Jesus never said, "Thus says the Lord." Jesus said, "I say."
而当耶稣说话的时候，他没有说耶和华如此说，他总是说我说。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Yeah, that's different from a prophet, isn't it? Yeah.
跟先知说话不一样，对不对？
Okay, God was saying, "This is not the law. When you follow Jesus, you're not just keeping the law."
这里就说你们，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，你并不是仅仅守住律法上的一些要求。
Now, that does not mean that the law and the prophets are cancelled.
并不是说律法跟先知都不重要、
canceled.
都要取消掉。
Yeah, it's not they're canceled. They're fulfilled, the law and the prophets.
而这是律法和先知都要被成全。
You know, Jesus himself said the law, not one dot or dash in the law will ever be canceled. But he said, "I have come to fulfill the law. I'm going to show you how to keep the law in a new way."
耶稣亲自说过，律法上的一点一画都不能废去，而且我要告诉你们怎么样用一个新的方式来成全律法。
So you're going to keep the law from inside your heart, so that everything you do in keeping the law will be a way of expressing that you love God and you love other people.
而你要从这你的心里面，你来实现这个律法上怎么说的爱神爱人。
So this is my son. Listen to him. You're not going to. It's not a matter of listening to a prophet. It's not a matter of following the law anymore. It's a matter of following Jesus.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。在这里说了，不是说你要怎么样去遵行一个律法或跟随一个先知，乃是说你们要跟随耶稣。
And as you follow Jesus, the law is fulfilled.
当你跟随耶稣的时候，就成全了律法。
Okay, now, when the disciples saw this, just for maybe 1 minute, what did that mean to them?
当门徒们就算是他们只有一分钟看到这样的景象的话，对他们有什么意义？
You know, I said that was audiovisual education. From that moment on, they knew who Jesus was. The one they were following was the Lord of the universe. From that moment on, they could face anything that life would dish out to them.
所以在那个一分钟里面，他们看到了一个视听教育的结果，就是他们知道他们所跟随的这个人就是。
From that time on, they could face persecution, they could face suffering, they could face all kinds of difficulty, they could even face death for Jesus, and they could hold on to their faith because they had seen with their own eyes who Jesus really was, and they would never forget it for the rest of their lives.
So, 从那一个时刻起，他们的信心被坚固，他们知道他们也有勇气要面对所有的逼迫，甚至为耶稣死。
And after that,They saw Jesus just as he was in the first place, but they had a new way of looking at Jesus, and everything was changed.
虽然他们那个时候看到的是耶稣，可是那个时候开始，他们认识耶稣有个从新的认识，而且一切都改变了。
From that point on, the words of Psalm 27, which you can think of as a prophecy, they were fulfilled. they could say, I can live in the temple of the Lord and gaze upon His beauty all the days of my life.
这个时候他们开始想，就算是诗篇二十七篇那里所讲到的话，都是从一个新的眼光来看，就是他们可以知道什么是说我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
Okay, so if that's what it meant to the disciples, now the third way of looking at it, what does it mean to you and me?
好，我们也看过了这对门徒的意义，那么第三方面就是对你跟我有什么新的意义呢？
Why was this written down and recorded in Matthew and Mark and Luke?
为什么这样的故事要记载在马太、马可跟路加？
It was written so that you and I could have the same experience that the disciples did.
这里是要告诉我们，我们也可以像门徒一样的经历。
As I came here this morning, I was praying that, you know, that Jesus would just walk out of the Bible here so that everyone here this morning could see him the way the disciples saw him on the mountain that day.
今天早晨我在来这里的时候，我在想耶稣是这样，好像可以从圣经里面这样出来，就在我们中间行走，像门徒看见一样。
Because that's why it was written down, so that we can see Jesus as he really is, who Jesus really is, we can gaze upon his beauty.
所以这是我所写下来的，就是我们要怎么样是真的就亲眼看到瞻仰到耶稣的荣美。
The theologian Francis Schaeffer had made a comment once. He said this, Christians are people who have already died and gone to where Jesus is, seen him as he is, and then come back to the world.
有个神学家 Francis Schaeffer 他说到，一个基督徒他就好像跟耶稣进入耶稣的死，跟耶稣同死，然后出来
回到世界。 You see, Christians are people who have died, and that is true. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, you have already died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
就像哥罗西书里面讲到了说，我们已经死了，而且我们的生命是藏在基督的里面。
So Christians have died, they've gone where Jesus is, you've seen Jesus as he really is, you come back to this world, and God has opened your eyes so that everything you see is different now. You see a whole lot of things that nobody else can see.
我们基督徒是已经死了，我们的生命藏在基督的里面，然后我们又回到这个世界，我们这看法就跟很多人不一样。
That's right, you're with other people all together all the time, but what you see is different from what other people see. You just see things that other people don't see.
虽然我们还是跟许多人一样的活着，可是我们看的眼光跟普通人不一样了。
And so for us, the point is that we hold on to that vision, hold tightly to that vision of Jesus as who he really is, never lose that, and take that vision with you into your life on earth and carry it to the very end of your days.
所以就是说我们真正的认识了耶稣以后，我们紧紧抓着这个，一直到世界的最后一天。
And that's really important because, for a couple reasons. One is because you are going to be tested just like the disciples were tested. You're going to meet trials and persecutions and difficulties and troubles and problems, and sometimes you're going to have even your doubts.
这非常的重要的观念，因为第一点就是你会像门徒一样，你会经过很多的试探、试炼，甚至逼迫。就像门徒一样，甚至你有时候会怀疑。
And you're gonna wonder, is following Jesus really, is that really gonna bring me the happiness and the peace and all the things that I want? Is it really all that good to follow Jesus? Or would it be better if I just went in my own way?
你很多时候你会在想，我跟随耶稣是不是真的值得呢？还是说我应该还是去走我的老路？
Yeah. Now be honest with me.Don't you have those doubts sometimes, huh?
我想请你们诚实地回答我，你们是不是曾经也有过这样的想法？
Yeah, okay. Is it really all that good to follow Jesus? And then you hold on to that vision that you saw with the disciples when you were standing there, and you can say, yes, it is.
但你如果把这个意象，你看到了这个意象，紧紧抓住的时候，你可能会像门徒一样说， 真的，我就是要这样跟随耶稣。
And sometimes you wonder, well, is the gospel, you know, of Jesus, is that really going to solve all the problems of the world? Or maybe is it better that just politics and economics and social work and education and science, maybe that there's better hope for those things to solve the problems of the world?
或许你有时候会想，难道真的是福音，只有福音能够解决这些世界上的问题吗？难道不是那些政治、教育、经济 来解决问题吗？
And sometimes you wonder about the future. What's going to happen next week or next month or next year?
很多时候你可能对着将来，下个礼拜、下个月、明年到底会怎么办呢？怎么样呢？
You know, is the economy going to get any better or is it just going to go on getting worse and worse? Is my child going to get a find a job when they graduate from college, or will they be unemployed? Is the war in the Middle East ever going to end, or is it just going to go on and on? When are the terrorists going to come show up in America again? What's going to happen in the future?
我们对于明天会发生什么事，经济是不是会复苏，我的孩子毕业了能不能找到工作，或者这个这些恐怖分子是会怎么样？我们一直，会想这些。
And then you remember that because you have seen Jesus as he really is, you stood there with the disciples, you saw Jesus as he really is, you've seen his glory, you've gazed upon his beauty, you know that no matter what happens, Jesus is going to bring me through.
在这个时候，你如果仍然紧抓住这个意象，你知道你看过耶稣的荣光，你听过耶稣的教训，你知道说这个信念耶稣将会带我经过这一切。
And because you've seen Jesus as he really is, and you've gazed upon his glory and his beauty, you also have a new way of looking at life. Your whole value system, your order of priorities is different.
当你真实的认识耶稣是谁的时候，你的整个人生的意义价值就不一样了。
Because Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's not just a Jewish carpenter. He's the Lord of creation. Then you can say, okay, I can let Jesus be the one who decides. Every word that I speak, everything that I do, I let him decide how I handle the relationship, my relationship with my wife or my husband, my children, my co-workers, my neighbors, you know, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, how I handle everything. Jesus is the one who decides how I do that.
当你真实的认识耶稣是天地的主的时候，你就知道怎么样子来调整你处理你的人际关系、你的夫妻关系等等所有的关系。
Everything, he is the one who decides, and also how he Jesus is the one who decides how I handle my relationship with myself, my temper and my laziness and my sinful nature and my selfishness and my pride and all those other things. Jesus is the one who decides how I handle all those things too.
而你真实认识耶稣是谁的时候，你也知道他是那一位能够真正来处理你对你自己的问题。
Because he is the Lord of the universe, he's also the Lord of my life.
因为他不但是创造宇宙的主，而且他是我生命的主。
And the other thing is, if you've really seen Jesus as he is, you discover it totally changes your prayer life.
如果你真正的认识耶稣是谁的时候，这也会改变你的祷告生活。
Then you realize that prayer is more important than anything else in life.
你会知道说这个祷告是在比生命中任何生活中任何其他事都重要。
Because the one who hears your prayers is the Lord of the universe.
因为你是向着这天地的主来祷告。
So there's not one word of any prayer is useless or meaningless. Every word you say, he listens to and he hears, and he will give what is good.
你所向神祷告的每一句话他都听见，而且他会照着最好的来成就。
It doesn't mean he will give everything you ask, but he will give what is good because he is God.
并不是说他会照你所说的每一件事来成就你，可是他会把最好的给你，因为他是主。
As you pray, you may discover that he changes your mind about what to ask for.
当你祷告的时候，你就会发现神他就改变你的想法。
It doesn't necessarily mean that prayer changes things. I've heard people say prayer changes things. That's true sometimes, but certainly one thing is absolutely true, prayer changes you.
我不确定说有人说祷告可以改变所有的事情，但是有一件我确定的是祷告可以改变你。
Okay, so now I'm really having a hard time thinking in English. You're doing a wonderful job. You're getting it better than I'm saying it in English. But so, okay, so what do? You've seen Jesus, you've gazed upon his beauty, you've seen his glory. Okay, you go out from here, everything is different. You look at everything from a different perspective and you know who you are, you know you can follow Jesus, you know that you can be his disciple, and you can hold on to that to the very end of your days.
当这些事情发生的时候，你真的改变了，你知道你是谁，而且你跟随着谁，而且这些这样的信念可以持守，一直帮助你持守到你生命的末了。
So you don't have to be like the people who don't know.
所以你不需要像那些不认识耶稣的人一样。
You know who you are, and you know who you believe in, and you hold on to that all the days of your life.
你知道你是谁，而且你也知道你信的是什么，你可以持守这个，坚守这个信念，一直到你的生命的末了。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
主耶稣啊，我们来感谢你。
That you have made that come true. You made it come true for the disciples.
你使得对着门徒而言，你使得这些都成就了。
Yeah, you let them see your glory as you really are.
你让他们看到你真正的荣耀。
And today, this morning, you've given us a little glimpse of that same glory.
你今天早晨也让我们稍微的看到一点那个荣耀。
You've opened the eyes of our heart. We can see you as you are.
求主你真的打开我们的心灵的眼睛，让我们真的看到你是谁。
So we can trust you with our very life.
我们可以在我们这一个生命里面，我们真的来信靠你。
And follow you with boldness and confidence.
我们充满了勇气、信心的，来跟随你。
And live in this crazy world.
我们知道怎么样在这一个可怕的、这个疯狂的世界里面生活。
We can live like a real Christian and like your disciple.
我们可以活出一个真正的基督徒，也就像你的门，真的是你的门徒。
Thank you for all that in the name of Jesus.
我们为着这一切献上感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.